You know, I think I'm in a state of shock. I know the tour's over, but it's like last week in Spain. I really felt like I was gonna have a nervous breakdown. I couldn't take the crowds outside. I couldn't do the shows. It was too hot. Everything was getting to me, and I thought, oh, I think I'm getting ready for the depression of what I'm gonna feel when the tour's over with. But I really didn't feel emotional last night. I know everybody else did, and everyone was crying, but I didn't feel emotional. It was like it already ended for me. It's like when you know someone's dying, you have to make your peace kind of before they die. I've done this with close friends of mine. I make my peace with it before it happens so I don't get really hurt. And then when it happens, it's like I don't feel anything. But I know I'm going to feel something later. I just don't know when that's going to be. I guess it's a protection device. I hope I'm in a safe place when it happens. For some strange reason, I failed to realize that the first leg of the tour was during the rainy season in Japan, so for 3 straight weeks we performed the show in a blizzard. But the dancers are so excited to be performing for an audience, the world could have been blowing up and they wouldn't have cared. I, on the other hand, was not in the mood for Eskimos on ice, and I think the only thing that kept me from slashing my wrist was the thought of coming back to America and doing the show the way it was meant to be. By the time we left Japan, I found myself growing really attached to the dancers, and I started feeling like a mother to them. When we finally got to America, I got the chance to meet the mothers of all the children that I had temporarily claimed as my own, and the parents were usually as colorful as their kids. I think I've unconsciously chosen people that are emotionally crippled in some way or who need mothering in some way because I think it comes very natural to me. It fulfills, I think, a need in me to be mothered.
Never
leave me. They're innocent. The innocence of the dancers moves me. You know, they're not jaded in the least. They haven't been anywhere. This was the opportunity of their life. And I know that they've suffered a great deal in their lives, whether with their families or just being poor or whatever. And I wanted to give them the thrill of their lives. I wanted to impress them. I wanted to love them. Well, eventually I had to admit that I was a human being, and I agreed to cancel some shows. And I was told by the doctor that I couldn't speak and I had to write everything down on a piece of paper. Melissa, my assistant, became my only link to the outside world. I think in a lot of ways New York and the time that I spent there while I was sick was the hardest on her. And since I was staying in my own apartment in New York, I lost contact with the dancers completely. I had to give all of my messages to Melissa, and through Melissa, I heard that they were finding a lot to keep themselves busy. I guess I was a little jealous that their lives were going on without me, too. Oh, Los Angeles is hard that way. I mean, I've always found it a little weird that celebrities assume a friendship with you just because you're a celebrity, too. It can get kind of awkward. Detroit was definitely the hardest place we went to on a tour, on an emotional level. I mean, God, going home is... Well, it's just not really that easy for me. You know, people always talk about how stardom changes you, but they never talk about how it can change the people close to you.
Little girl, don't you forget
Go right after she died. I don't know, my mother's death was just all a big mystery to me when I was a child, and no one really explained it, so what I remember most about my mother was that she was very kind and very gentle and very feminine. I mean, I don't know, I guess she just seemed like an angel to me, but I suppose everybody thinks their mother's an angel when they're five. I also know she was really religious. So, I never really understood why she was taken away from us. It just seemed so unfair. I never thought that she had done something wrong, so oftentimes I'd wonder what I'd done wrong.
Does she hear my voice in the night when I call? Wipe away all your tears, it's gonna be